Unit 2. Listening Focus. Activity 2.
Hi there. Hope you're all enjoying the programme so far. This morning, our guest is Barry Turner, who works for a company that we all know. Unfortunately, the company has had a lot of ups and downs over the years. Isn't that true, Barry?
Very true. My company is Skoda, the car company. It was popular in Eastern Europe, but in the West, people didn't like the cars very much. Mm-hmm. They had a bad reputation and people made jokes about them, though that was before my time. The jokes weren't particularly good jokes either. There was one question: why do Skodas have heated rear windows? Answer: so you can keep your hands warm when you push them. People used to think that was very funny, but things have changed a lot now. You see, Skoda was originally a Czech company which started in 1905, but it joined Volkswagen in 2000. And now the cars they produce are really good, classy cars. Mm. But at the beginning, Volkswagen had to change people's ideas about Skodas. And what they did was very clever. They didn't try to hide the past. They had an advertising campaign in 2001 that reminded people of Skoda's poor reputation and made it funny. The advertisements worked very well. Skoda cars were suddenly fashionable and good value, and people started buying them. Mm. It shows the difference good advertising can make. In my opinion, a good advertisement must be memorable, and that can be because of pictures or jokes, like in the Skoda adverts. But for me, it's the music that can make all the difference to an advertising campaign. For example, do you remember the adverts for Yo Valley, the yogurt?
Mm-hmm.
Usually adverts for yogurts can be pretty boring, but Yo Valley brought out this amazing song to go with the advert. Soon, everyone was singing it, and it even went into the charts. People everywhere were downloading it. Suddenly, yogurt became number one on people's shopping lists.
So it appears that good advertising can change the image of anything, from yogurts to cars.